Welcome to the bestiary. As we travel through our collection of the fiercest foes in the realm, remember, exhibit barriers are for your protection. Never feed the exhibits, and please, no flash photography.
Ah, my leg!
On your way out, don't forget to visit the gift shop and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's meet our guides for today's exhibit, Bill and Troy.
Welcome back to the Bestiary. It is season finale time, folks. We are wrapping up, or I suppose it's series finale, because we're still in the Final Fantasy VII season, but we're wrapping up the end of the first series, which is Maker Reactor number one with a boss. That's right. We're not just talking about those weak underling enemies in the Bestiary. We're also going to touch on the bosses from Final Fantasy VII. And the boss for this section is, he's a big boy, Bill. I'm excited. Tell us about who we're fighting today, Bill.
We are fighting the big, the orange, the guard scorpion.
Ah, it's such a big robot. That's first step, robot, right? There's no way this is a living creature.
It is one gigantic robot. And it comes out in order to stop you from leaving the reactor that you're trying to explode. Mm-hmm. That's its job.
But of course, he's not going to be victorious in stopping us from leaving. But we'll talk about how to beat him later. First, we got to talk about what he looks like. He sits on 6 spiky feet.
6? Oh, yeah, he has got 6 spiky feet.
I think there's 6.
Yeah, there are 6. I was just looking at it from the wrong angle. He's got 6 huge spiky feet, which keep him elevated above the ground. Probably about 10 feet, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say his butt is 10 feet up. Now each foot is a big red, kind of looks like a home plate from a baseball field, but flipped upside down so that the point is pointed down and then stretched out. And then if you go to 3D Max, and I'm thinking of this modeling, I'm sorry, you extrude it to give it some depth as well. That's kind of what its feet look like.
Yeah, it reminds me of like a Knight's Templar shield, where it's like, yeah, you know, it covers a lot of the body and then the leg bit comes down to a point and it's, you know, it's pointed and it's got a little point at the front in order so the arrows deflect off it in other directions away from you, sort of thing. And he's got one of those
at each of his legs. Shield, if it was 6 feet deep.
Yes. Yes.
There's a lot of depth to those feet.
There's a lot of depth, I'd say. But, you know, he's got to carry a lot of weight because, you know, his butt is 10 feet up. His butt is 10 feet up. His butt is 10 feet up. You gotta shake that, but anyway, and he's got these huge knee joints, which are like giant black metal balls with like a white rim around the top.
You know, for a robot design perspective, it seems like there is a lot of mobility in those knee joints. I really have to respect him for that.
Yeah, they've obviously intended this thing to walk around all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, above and below the knees, we have the legs, which are both yellow. Again, big, chunky, kind of angular shapes throughout this monster. So yellow chunky legs there above and below the knee joints.
Yeah, and then that leads into his main body and butt section, which again, we've got a lot of detail going on here. He's clearly got a nice big square cod piece.
Yeah.
With two little ball sections either side of it, which have got little red lights on it.
Really well detailed.
It is a very well detailed cod piece for protecting his vital parts, shall we say.
Now, if you look just below the cod piece, there's kind of what looks like a platform. So I think that if you kind of took the legs off this thing, I think it would have a perfectly flat base.
Yes.
That the whole rest of the body sits on.
Yeah, I imagine the legs sort of sit on top of the base and then they clip the body onto the top as they make these in the factory.
Yep.
In order so the legs are there, you know. And and then there's like kind of a red, like flower type section at the top, which holds the round body part for his top section, which rotates from side to side, and it's got some two like almost weird green eyes on it.
The flower bit there, if we can touch on that real quick, it reminds me of what you see with pants in like a lot of fantasy film and television, where they have belts but they haven't yet figured out belt loops, so they kind of just tie a belt around the pants and then the pants kind of flop around at the top. That's kind of what it looks like to me.
I think that is a perfect description. Now, Troy, what do we want to do here? Do we want to keep going up or do we want to go to the butt?
I think we need to save the butt for last.
We need to save the butt's a big part of this thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, so
the best. That doesn't, it's nothing.
So after we've got the Kingdom Heart trousers, and then we've got the big green.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
We've got the big green ball thing that sits on top of it to give its top half a nice 360 degree movement. So it's got these two. So where do I want to start? So yeah, it's got this kind of like big orange, like almost like alien type skull where it's slightly elongated at the front, which attaches to two arms on either side.
I'd like to make an argument here for an atypical body type. I think that the green ball with the two green glowy bits on it, I think that is a head.
Yes.
And the orange bit on top is a hat, and the arms are sticking out of the hat.
That's right. Because, yeah, if you look at the very front of that orange bit at the top, it's got like a silver, almost like baseball cap type thing. And that does that clearly look like it's empty underneath.
The Shinra trademark baseball cap.
Yeah, he has. Oh, well done, Troy. I never noticed that before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what we're here for, is to really find the details on these boys.
Yeah, because, you know,
and girls.
The person who made these, we'll have to find out what their name is.
We probably should have looked that up before we started this show.
We probably should have done. Who did all the sprite work for all the enemies? We'll find out in season two. yeah, clearly put a lot of love into these polygonal creatures. It's got this big long conical hat on top of the big round body, and then these big orange arms come out on top, which have like, they have hands, but they also have a gun turret at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a weird vent thing on the side.
They're very long. Like, okay, so let's break this down into segments. There are kind of three segments to the arms, I would say. There's the shoulder, there's the upper arm, and then the lower arm actually extends past where the elbow should be as like this big orange tube with hands at the end and a gun at the end. And then also handles on the side, which I think is just a lovely detail because that gives me an idea of how this thing was put together. Like, clearly somebody has to be able to lift that arm up onto the rest of the arm.
Yes, this 5 foot arm. It's got, I love the detail of that. And then, there's like, you know, as expected, there's a little gun turret on the end because, you know, most of these creatures, they've got to have gun turrets.
Now, this gun turret has kind of a unique design from what we've seen so far in that the barrel of the gun is small and then, well, no, excuse me. It's small and then is smaller and then is big. It's kind of got some tapering going on throughout the gun turret there. Again, not gun experts here. Don't know if that helps with the blasting of your
enemies,
spiky-haired boys or not, but presumably there must be a reason for it.
And then right on the very top of its shoulders as well, it's got like, you know, two handles.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like, you know, it looks like a machine will be able to just pick it up off the assembly line, I suppose. I assume that's why they're there.
Possible alternate idea for what the handles are for.
Because this
could people ride this boy?
Could
the Guard Scorpion be a vehicle that soldiers, some of those military police perhaps, could ride on the outside of?
I'm not sure about the military police. Maybe the submarine guys later on.
Oh, we'll get to them later. Then like season 12.
So let's move on to, because at the back of its arm, it kind of like curves up there at the back behind him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the back of its arm there, which I assume is some sort of, you know, another exhaust pipe type thing.
Yep.
So let's talk
about exhaust your guns.
Let's talk about the tail. This is
talk about the butt and the tail.
Now, we've got to be careful here. You know, if it puts its tail up, you've got to be careful. You know,
but no. Why's that, Bill?
No, I don't know. No one's going to tell me.
Okay.
It'll probably tell me the wrong thing to do at the time. Let's just say that.
It might tell you the wrong thing, which is the worst thing in this game. Anyway, so it puts its tail. It's got a tail. It's a big, I mean, listen, it's called a Guard Scorpion. So presumably it's a scorpion tail. But what it looks like is a series of ball joints that go all the way back to a very big spike.
Yes, a very big laser spike.
Yeah, the spike is kind of four spikes or four tubes all coming together to form a spike, I would say.
Yeah, it's a strange old thing. It uses that spike to fire lasers out of it. And sometimes its tail is down and sometimes its tail is up. And, you know, depending on what, depending on whether it's up or down, depends on maybe if you should act or not.
Well, I guess that takes us, I think that's it for the visual description here. For our season finale enemy for season one here, Bill, do you have anything else on the visual description before we move on?
No, not really. No, he's a big orange scorpion with huge gun arms.
Yeah, we've got oranges, reds, and yellows in this boy. And then I think the dark blues and dark greens we're supposed to, or seen there, are supposed to be kind of just more defined blacks is kind of how I'm taking them.
Yeah, definitely. And I love the detailing on the codpiece. It's fantastic.
The codpiece is probably the best part. So I guess at that point, then that takes us into our strategy discussion time. You were starting to bleed strategy advice over into the visual description there.
I know. We'll do. You know, let's get into strategy.
Careful. Now. So let's get there with our strategy expert, Bill. Bill, how do we handle our season finale enemy, the Guard Scorpion?
So up until now, you know, the game hasn't been too much of a challenge, and this guy has a couple of extra mechanics to it. So like I said, sometimes his tail's up and sometimes his tail's down. And what you need to do is, in this situation, is hit it until it dies. Just beat it to death.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And we host the best animated shows ever, so far.
Where we watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever. Eventually.
Listen in by searching for the best animated shows ever so far on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts, or head to probablywork.com.
Join the conversation by finding us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram by searching Base SF Cast. That's BASESFCAST.
And don't change the channel.